Hi, I'm Phil Lieberman, president of Lieberman Software Corporation, and also a hardcore developer. Lieberman Software has been developing enterprise solutions for the last 17 years, and I am a Microsoft solutions advocate.
Good afternoon. We're here with Phil Lieberman of Lieberman Software Corporation. Good afternoon, Phil. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and about what your company does?
Great. Lieberman Software has been around since 1978. We're a software ISV, and we've been developing on the Microsoft platform now for 17 years. Our core space is the development of security tools that are used by enterprises, that is large government agencies, large corporations. And we sell our products worldwide, and we're also a cross-platform vendor of solutions. We have offices in Los Angeles, Redmond, Washington, and also in Austin, Texas.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing lately? You and I were talking a little bit earlier, and you mentioned Windows 7 and some of the interesting things you're doing with the newly released platform. What's going on?
Well, what we've been doing lately on the Microsoft platform is we've been going through the Windows 7 certifications. We completed those. I believe at this point we've completed 3 certifications. We've also completed our Server 2008 R2 certifications, and we've also been working on SQL Server 2008 R2. We've also been working with the latest managed code and also been playing around with Visual Studio 2010. We've also been working on the Azure platform, too, evaluating it for some of our new platform developments and some of our management tools.
You mentioned an awful lot about certifications. Why is it important for you and your organization to certify on all the new releases of Windows and Windows Server?
The reason we go to so much trouble in doing the certifications is because in these competitive times, we see that it provides us with a differentiation among other vendors. In addition to that, it also gives us a much better and higher quality product. We found that it has allowed us to provide better international support, better product stability. The other thing is it guarantees that we conform to the best practices that Microsoft is continuously evolving from and to. In general, the certifications have been a very good marketing effort. They have been something that has helped us with the quality of our applications, and it also has given us a competitive differentiator between us and other companies. In fact, it also does one other thing, which is for customers wondering about the quality and our commitment to the Microsoft platform, certification says that we go the extra step to make sure that not only do we work on all of the existing platforms that Microsoft has out there, all the way back to Windows NT, but we also can operate well in Windows 7 and Server 2008 R2. We love the new platforms. We want customers to move to them, but we believe that by going through certification, it gives them the extra confidence to know that our applications will work well on that platform.
Cool. So do you think that Windows 7 is going to make a difference in the marketplace?
You know, we think that Windows 7 is going to make a big difference in the marketplace. We were really, really happy with what came out with Vista. Vista was a tremendous jump in technology. We love all of the new plumbing in it. We love all the new cryptography. We love all the new eye candy. With Windows 7, with Microsoft having gotten all the drivers all together, that is, all the vendors have gotten all the drivers together, and in fact, a number of improvements that they've done in the kernel of the operating system, we found that installation is easier. We found that uptake is a lot better in the marketplace. We also see that for our major corporate and government users, that they're also going to be adopting the platform. So we typically go to where the seats are. And Windows 7 is much better than XP as far as we're concerned, but we need those seats to be there for us to code to it. Seeing how good the build is of Windows 7 means to us that the investment that we made in Vista and now the investments that we've made in Windows 7 are going to come through and be very profitable for us.
So for other ISVs that are there in the marketplace, if they haven't made the investment to go to Windows Vista, because Windows Vista, there were a number of people who had issues with where it was in the marketplace and some of the security issues around the UAC and other things, did not choose to invest. What would you say to those folks about Windows 7? Is it time to move?
Well, development is a time-consuming effort for any company. And the decision as to when to switch to new platforms, such as when to switch to Vista or when to switch to Windows 7 or to 2008, we looked at this as a more holistic issue. We saw that the architecture of Windows XP had run its course. There's nothing wrong with XP. There's nothing wrong with Server 2003. They both have the same core architectures. But from a security point of view and in terms of having a more modern and richer platform to work from, we felt that Vista was a much better place to go. Now, we weren't particularly happy with all the UAC prompts. We weren't particularly happy with all of the extra security, but we understood as ISVs why these things were put in there. They were there to protect customers and to also reduce the security area or surface and make the platform more stable. The other thing is that with regard to Windows 7, we see that they've backed off a number of things, that they've reduced the memory footprint, they made it easier to install, they made it a bit lighter, and it's also nicer looking. I mean, Vista was pretty. Windows 7 is prettier. But the big thing that we've seen is now that the drivers are done, now that the vendors have all got all the driver issues resolved, it's now something that we don't see any resistance any longer to, which means that as a platform for us to develop to, we're glad we started on Vista. It means we're ready for Windows 7. But now that Windows 7 is in broad distribution and getting a much quicker uptake than Vista was, we're now seeing that the investment that we want to make as a developer in terms of lighting up features now have a positive ROI. So we learned a lot on the Vista platform, undeniably, and we're glad that we did it. But now from a business perspective, we now get to see the return on investment that we made in Vista. But if I was an ISV, looking at how successful Windows is right now, I remember this going back into the past. I remember in the time frame of Windows 95 and Windows 2000, and then seeing the XP release, what a dramatic jump forward it was. We knew it was going to be a winner. And so we basically went all out to develop for XP, which was a really good decision. With this situation, we see it as an analog. We see that the situation with Vista was very similar to the situation with Windows 2000. That is, there's a first generation to get the plumbing in place, and then the drivers become mature, and the installers get mature, and everybody gets on board. So we see Windows 7 as really the next Windows XP as far as a business case.
I like that. Windows 7 is the next XP. It's the next landmark release. That's great. Well, Phil, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. We appreciate all that you guys do.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we're glad to have Microsoft as a partner.